This podcast is sponsored by Feedback Frontier. Elevate your book's credibility with $50 editorial reviews and boost your traffic. Choose audio reviews for an added touch. Visit feedbackfrontier.com today.
How cover design elements influence book reviews and submission success. Discover how your book's cover design impacts reviews and book review submission results. Learn to create covers that attract readers and reviewers alike. Hey, so I wanted to chat with you about something that's been on my mind lately. How a book's cover design can seriously impact its reviews. I mean, as authors, we all know the content matters the most, right? But let's be honest. The first handshake between your book and a potential reader is the cover, and that initial impression can make or break whether someone even picks up your book or clicks on that Get Book Reviewed button on various book review sites. Think about it like that. The cover is kind of like the face of your book on social media, in bookstores, or on book review blogs. You want it to look professional, inviting, and to reflect the genre and mood of your story accurately. If the cover feels off, outdated, or just plain unprofessional, people might assume the same about the book itself, even before they've read a single word. What elements of cover design actually affect reviews? Let's break down some major cover design elements that influence not only whether readers engage, but also how reviewers perceive your book. Typography. The font choice and how it's used definitely set the tone. Romance novels often have softer, flowing scripts, whereas thrillers might go for bold, sharp fonts. Poorly chosen fonts or bad readability can send a message that the book lacks professionalism, making reviewers hesitant or more critical. Color palette. Colors evoke emotion. Bright colors might suggest upbeat or young adult fiction, while darker tones hint at suspense or drama. The wrong color choice can confuse potential readers and reviewers by creating mismatched expectations. Imagery and graphics. Photos, illustrations, or minimalist symbols, whatever you pick, they need to complement the story. Avoid cliched or generic images. Reviewers and readers alike notice when a cover feels lazy or repetitive in your book's genre. Balance and layout. Crowding the cover with way too many elements or leaving too much empty space can throw off the visual appeal. A well-balanced layout that guides the eye naturally towards the title and author's name helps make a solid impression. It's wild because sometimes authors get their covers from friends as a favor or grab a cheap template without realizing how it might hurt their chances of being featured on popular book review sites or getting positive free book reviews. When reviewers see a lackluster cover, it might subconsciously lower their expectations or cause them to be overly critical about the writing, which is super unfair but very real. How does the cover affect the review submission process? If you're trying to get your book reviewed through book review services or submit to book review blogs, a top-notch cover definitely helps your chances. Reviewers are flooded with submissions, and your cover is often the first thing they glance at when deciding whether to accept or reject your book for review. Having a sloppy cover can mean a missed opportunity before your manuscript even gets read. Personally, I've noticed reviewers mentioning the cover in their reviews, sometimes positively, sometimes not. It's part of the overall experience of the book, so investing time and maybe a little budget into a professional, well-thought-out cover design is totally worth it. Where to get feedback on your cover? Here's where a platform like Feedback Frontier comes into play. You can upload your cover and get honest feedback from readers, fellow authors, and experts. It's a great way to avoid surprises and tweak your design before you send your book out for review or launch it on retailers. Getting your cover reviewed, yes, it's a thing, is just as important as getting your book reviewed. You want to hit that sweet spot where your cover grabs attention and encourages readers to say, yes, I want to read more. Wrapping up. So authors, if you want to increase your chances of landing positive reviews and encourage book review submission acceptance, take a long, hard look at your cover. Is your typography clean? Does your color palette fit your genre? Are your images or graphics on point? Is the layout balanced? If you're unsure, check out Feedback Frontier to get unbiased feedback. Remember, your cover is part of your story's first impression. A great cover can make the difference between your book being passed over or receiving glowing free book reviews. So don't underestimate the power of design. It really can set the stage for how reviewers and readers experience your work. Get your book reviewed. Today, by polishing every element of your cover, and then use reliable book review services to connect with the right reviewers who will appreciate your work for all it's worth. Start by checking out Feedback Frontier and see how a little tweak can help you get the attention and reviews your book deserves.